What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news from a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. It's Friday, so you know we got another audio and visual episode up on our YouTube, up on our Facebook page. This one's about food deserts. Tim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing very well. I'm cold, but I'm doing well.
I see you looking fresh.
You know, representing the Thunder. This is like my favorite jersey in the world right now, so.
Isn't it the only jersey you have?
That's why it's my favorite.
Okay.
Tú sabes.
If you are new to the Positive Truth, we do uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, how you can change it for the better, or we have a positive interview. Today, we're talking about food deserts and what they are. So what are they, Tim?
Food deserts can be described as geographic areas where residents' access to affordable, healthy food options, especially fresh fruits and vegetables, is restricted or non-existent due to the absence of grocery stores within convenient traveling distance.
Hmm.
So in other words, if you don't have a grocery store that sells fresh fruits and vegetables within a mile of you.
So I have a statistic here that around 33% of the U.S. population lives in a food desert area. 32 out of the 77 counties in Oklahoma have a food desert in them.
Yeah, that's a wild little fun fact there. That's crazy to me.
It's kind of depressing.
It is. It absolutely is. That's what we're talking about today, though, because people don't realize, people don't even think this is an issue. I remember whenever you brought it up to me, have you ever heard of a food desert? What? Like, I was lost for a second, you know what I mean? But looking into it and finding out the research that I did, this is something that we definitely need to talk about because not enough people are talking about it. Our health is very, very important. And these food deserts are part of the reason why a lot of people have diabetes and are getting sick because they don't have access to fresh fruits or to vegetables. They don't have access to eating healthy.
Have you ever heard the term fat and lazy poor people in America? How they're just all fat and lazy and they're not working hard?
Absolutely. All poor people, they choose to live like that.
Well, if the only thing you have access to is your 7-Eleven with some chips and your McDonald's.
There's a McDonald's, like, there's three McDonald's within a mile of my house. Three.
Really?
74th, 59th, to 89th is like 1.3 miles.
Yeah, that's true, Tim. Damn. That is, ooh, wow.
Exactly.
What's funny is I knew that because I used to live in that area, but saying it out loud is kind of crazy. How many grocery stores are in that mile? You have the McDonald's?
I do have a McDonald's.
Walmart. By McDonald's.
I have Aldi's is actually like right next to Taco Bell on Penn. What else do we have over there? There's another Walmart, I guess, like on 44th. That's about it.
I know everyone that's not in Oklahoma is like, I don't know what they're talking about right now.
I'm in a good spot for sure when it comes to, I'm not in a food desert at all. For
remember
sure.
We did the Jamie Zumwalt interview. She's in Valley Brook.
Right.
There's no grocery stores over
at
there.
At all.
There's not a single grocery store. There's one convenience store. Or you go to where Jamie Zumwalt's, a little coffee shop. That's it. That's all you got.
That's crazy. The average income over there was about $10,000 a year.
Exactly. And that's how far away from that is your house? Like maybe 5 miles?
Not even. It's like, I think whenever 2.6 miles from Jamie Zumwalt's, yeah, coffee shop, Joe's Addiction. Yeah, 2.6 miles from my house. I remember looking it up on the GPS.
So you have three by you and there's none by her. That's ridiculous, right?
Absolutely.
Totally ridiculous.
Well, what are some facts you got for food deserts? I have about 8 or 9.
Go for it.
I'll go ahead and start off with about 23.5 million people live in food deserts. Nearly half of them are also low income. That's one of the biggest issues that with food deserts. Where food deserts are is usually in low income areas. And a lot of people don't realize that. They just go with the flow because that's definitely not on their mind. I have another one that approximately 2.3 million people, about 2.2% of all U.S. households, live in low-income rural areas that are more than 10 miles from a supermarket. More than 10
wow.
miles from a supermarket? If you're low-income and you live more than 10 miles from a supermarket, odds are you probably don't have a car. If you don't have a car, how are you going to get to the supermarket? You're going to ride the bus? Subways if you live in New York or...
What if it's cold? You gotta walk.
Exactly. It's what's more convenient? That McDonald's right there, right?
I think I have four. Yeah, I have four grocery stores within a mile of my house. Four. Five, I have a Sam's Club. That's crazy, right?
And that is wild to me.
And like they're all right by each other too. So if I go south a half a mile, I pass 3. If I go north a half a mile, I pass 2. But there are places, like I stated my statistic wrong earlier. There's 33% of counties in America have a food desert in them. But that's ridiculous still.
Yeah. I mean, a food desert shouldn't be an issue in the United States of America.
Man, no, not at all. Especially with how much food we're wasting.
Man, talking about food waste, that's another episode we can talk about. But man.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah, Tom. For sure. Well, I have another one. Residents living in food deserts also have a hard time finding foods that are culturally relevant and that meet their dietary restrictions. A lot of people, they were talking about how diabetes is affecting a lot of people in these low-income households. The reason being, there's no grocery stores. They have a map, right? There's this big map where you can look at all the food deserts throughout the United States. You can find out if this is a food desert. Over here in Chicago is a food desert. I'm bringing up Chicago. I watched this TED Talk earlier, and they were talking about how a lot of older men have diabetes. And some of the areas aren't considered food deserts because the way that the system is, the system's kind of messed up. They say this corner store over here, it's a grocery store. So it's not a food desert. But the grocery store only sells like fried chicken that you can buy there, and they'll fry it for you in the back like a restaurant type of thing. But there's no vegetables. There's no fruits. Nothing healthy to eat.
There's Pringles, but there's no vegetables.
Exactly. So the way that the system is, it's not rigged, but it's just a little messed up. It's not consistent to what really is going on.
It's skewed to make the statistics look better than they actually are.
Exactly. These food deserts are definitely being underreported, and we have to do something about it. We have to be a little bit more aware of what we're putting in our own bodies, though, for sure. And I know it's tough for a lot of these lower-income places to get groceries or fruits or vegetables, but we have to figure out a way to do something about that because there's a little bit more statistics that I have that, like, people living in the poorest social economic status areas have 2.5 times the exposure to fast food restaurants as those living in the wealthiest areas, like we talked about.
But you would think it would be the opposite.
Exactly. And it's too easy to...
It's almost like they're being exploited.
Exactly. Exactly. So
poor people getting exploited. It's never happened in world history before.
Never. I have no idea what you're talking about. But no, absolutely. I mean, the way things are, it's too easy to get unhealthy. It's too easy. When you're poor, it's too easy to be unhealthy. We have to do something about it. We have to be better about it.
What can we do about it, Tim?
Well, the hard part about it, there's no real right solution.
I can't open a grocery store.
Exactly, exactly. You have to be a little bit creative. I actually was looking online and I found 5 different solutions that people are actually doing right now. Like when Bram Amadi was unable to engage the interest of private investors, he began selling stock directly to the public in order to fund a new grocery store. People's Community Market will provide a full-service neighborhood food store as well as health resource center and community hub to the 25,000 West Oakland residents that have limited access to fresh produce.
Where was that at?
In Oakland.
So you remember this positive news story we did? And it was about the guy in Compton that started his own food garden?
I do remember.
And he was just because Compton's a food desert.
Absolutely.
And so he was selling it to everyone. Like he turned his whole area in Compton into a garden.
And that's one of my fun facts as well too. Somebody basically started a community garden. you have to be creative about it. But you have to find a way to get healthy. You have to find a way to get
seeds are cheap, though, man.
They are. It's easy to start a garden if you have the area and space. You also have to have the time and be dedicated to growing it as well. But
what happens whenever it's cold? That's the only problem.
Absolutely.
Winter sucks. That's why it's great for like Oakland, California, because
their winter is not really a winter. Let's be real.
55 degrees.
Yeah, my sister was like on the beach or something the other day. I was looking at her Instagram. I'm like, for real? I'm freezing right now.
But yes, continue. How else can we?
Mobile markets and produce trucks have popped up in many underserved areas. In California, Second Harvest Food Bank has been using refrigerated truck to distribute fresh produce to those in need since 2006. In Detroit, Peaches and Greens, a mobile produce truck delivers fruits and vegetables to high need communities. Garden on the Go, a produce truck initiative from Indiana University, makes 16 weekly stops. So, I mean, there's people out there that are
they're creative. Trying.
They're being as creative as they can, and they're using the resources that they have to help their communities because they understand what's going on with these food deserts.
But how many people you think are even aware of this issue? Like, if you had to get put a number, like 1 in 10, 1 in 100?
I promise you, I've never had this conversation with anybody until you brought it up to me that day on the phone. That's why us talking about it now, I hope this sparks a conversation with other people where they can talk about it to their circle of friends, and then we can just expand it so we can do something about it for the counties in Oklahoma. So, like you said, there was 32 or 33 counties.
33% of all counties in America.
Oh, 33% of all counties in America. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So we all probably know somewhere, someone that's been affected by it. But sometimes the first step to changing an issue is just having an open discussion and dialogue about it. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here. And honestly, though, anything you can do can help. Does that make sense? Like,
absolutely.
You can donate to your food bank and be like, anyone or any food organization that's giving this positive produce to a needed community. Tim, did your Wi-Fi just go out?
It did, but it's all good.
I can get a quote. I got you, man.
Ha, take that, world. Well, I'm glad that we definitely had this conversation. I hope that it inspired you guys out there to have this conversation with somebody else, because at the end of the day, this is just a small portion of the information that you can get. There's a lot online. There's a lot of TED Talks. Not all of it's true, so you have to, you know, find the details.
I would say most of it's true. It's just,
it's not in depth.
The point, like, changing it for the better is really hard. So what we're trying to do here is spark a conversation where we all can have it, that leads to awareness to an issue, so it can lead to change.
Absolutely.
And always go vote. If this is an issue, just go talk to your local congressman, senator about it.
Hit him up.
Yeah.
Complain up.
Why does this section of Oklahoma City not have a grocery store?
Can we do something about it?
We have 5,000 people living in this area without a grocery store. That's kind of ridiculous.
True story.
My friend has 5 within a mile. But yeah.
You got a quote for us?
Oh yeah, I was supposed to be looking up a quote.
Is your Wi-Fi working?
Yeah.
I'm struggling over here. What's going on, world? It's all good. What do you got for us, JP?
Before I tell everyone about the positive quote, make sure to like, share, and subscribe. We got these little videos Tim's putting out every Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going to start soon, real soon. I'm about to work on it tonight and see what I can do. Oh, ew.
They're absolutely awesome. On every Monday and Wednesday, we talk about uplifting positive news, bring people together, fight the fear and the hate in our community. Our positive quote that we always like to end on is, never allow someone to be your priority while allowing yourself to be the option. Mark Twain.
I like it.
Until then, till next time, we're out.
Stay positive.